Okay, dear Dhamma friends, we have come to the mindfulness for young adult session. We are now going to start the mindful sitting session that will be guided for some time, and may you be sitting in a comfortable position. So basically, we are trying to be mindful about the posture at the beginning, so we are trying to keep ourselves comfortable and feeling at ease. You can keep your head straight, neck also straight, and eyes gently closed, and maybe shoulders in a restful position. Arms may be resting on your lap or maybe on the table, and you are sitting in a comfortable manner, and you can gently close your eyes. We can spend a few minutes listening to various sounds available in the environment. Just have an open mind. Mind is mind with some receptiveness. We are not rejecting anything. We are sort of having very open, receptive mind, and we can recognize various sounds. Maybe sounds of vehicles, sounds of my voice, and then maybe sounds of other people, birds chirping, sound of a fan. So different sounds are available, and they may happen on different directions. And we are having some open awareness, because we don't know from which direction these sounds are happening. So we are maintaining a very open awareness. And again, we don't have any preferences. Whatever the sounds, we merely recognize them as a sound. Certain sounds we like, certain sounds we don't like, but right now we are not having such preconceived ideas. Rather, we are maintaining an open mind. Whatever sound we recognize as a sound. And these sounds come and go. So we are relaxed and not thinking about them. Maintaining very neutral attitude. A pleasant attitude. Now you can bring your attention back to the body. You can take a deep breath. Hold it for some time and then gently release. Again, take a deep breath. Hold it for some time and then release. You can recognize various places which I am mentioning here. See whether you can feel that eyes are closed, lips are gently touching, there are no wrinkles on your forehead, you are not thinking any particular problem right now, therefore we are in a very relaxed mood. Jaws are not tightly coupled. And our awareness is completely pervaded into the body. We are like within the awareness. Awareness is available throughout the body. And aware about the whole body. Head straight. There is no tension in the facial muscles. and maintaining a pleasant attitude, because we got an opportunity to be with ourselves, to open up, to recognize ourselves, and got an opportunity for ourselves. Head straight, neck straight, there is no any tightness. Shoulders in a restful position. We are not holding them effortfully. Arms are resting. There is no any tightness in arms. And certainly you can recognize clothes are touching your body. Certain parts of the body may be a little tighter. Some parts are relaxed. But at different places you can recognize clothes touching your body. Upper half of the body straight, but not rigid. And you can recognize some pressure at your buttocks. Fair amount of weight is concentrated there. And upper legs are relaxed, lower legs are relaxed. Legs are bent. And foot may be touching the ground. And we are in the very comfortable sitting posture. Legs are bent, foot touching the ground. And then you feel some pressure at your buttocks. Upper half of the body straight. Arms may be resting on your lap. Neck straight, head straight. Eyes are gently closed. Lips are gently touching. We are maintaining our tongue at its root. And the whole face is relaxed. There is no tension. And we can maintain a very pleasant attitude, a slight smile. Now we can see about the mind. So mind also could be relaxed. There may be less thinking, less thoughts. When we are thinking, mind gets tensed. Body also probably gets tensed. Body and the mind have direct relationship. When the body relaxed, mind also relaxed. When the mind relaxed, body also become relaxed. Now if you are experiencing a relaxed mind, see what are the thoughts appearing. No need to think about them, just be aware of them. They are merely thoughts. Don't give any value to them. Like we heard various sounds, thoughts also come and go. Certain thoughts we consider as wholesome thoughts, certain thoughts we consider as unwholesome thoughts. But both categories have some common features. They all come and go. None of them stay unless we hold them. So recognize this coming and going nature. There was no thought, but now there is a thought arising. And we notice it. As we notice it, it starts to disappear. Another thought arising, we notice it. As we become mindful about it, it may disappear. But if your mindfulness is weak, just being mindful about the thoughts may not make them disappear, rather they might even grow. So we need to use various other techniques to overcome thoughts. So if thoughts of ill will arise, probably you can try a little bit of metta, loving kindness, to overcome such thoughts. If thoughts of lust, sensual desires arise, you can use certain amount of recognizing the loathsome aspects of the body. You can dispel such lustful thoughts. So different antidotes are there. But once we develop mindfulness, so that strong mindfulness is very powerful. Just being mindful of those thoughts will disappear. The very moment we are aware of those thoughts, they start to disappear, to blur, to fade away. And the mind become quite relaxed, spacious, fully aware, empty, free from thinking, free from inner chatter, very light, and quite simplified. No any signs, marks, scars. Very purified. So if you are able to recognize this purified, spacious, simple, relaxed state of mind, you can dwell in that state. You can be in that state. You can relax in that state. It has open awareness. Effortless mindfulness. Pretty much like coming back home. Being at home. Just being satisfied while being at home. Not asking anything. Not desiring new things. Not expecting anything, just be fully be in the present moment, fully aware of the present moment, maintaining an open attitude, receptive attitude, relaxed attitude, being dispassionate towards various sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, and thoughts. They come and go. Sometimes thoughts come and go. But the awareness may remain unbroken. Trusting with this awareness, resting onto this awareness, being with this awareness, recognizing it as a refuge,